Mr. Governor?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment.
Hello?
Governor Sanders on line O. And Mr. Bundy's here, Mr. President.
Glad to hear you. How you feeling?
Well, I got my wife off, and I've got a bunch of business, man. I got to televise all afternoon, and I go to Raleigh tonight, and the Ku Klux Klan's going to meet me, 500 strong, with their pillows and their sheets and their...
Well, you sound like you're feeling a lot better than you felt the other day.
I do feel a little better. How are things coming to you?
Things are looking better. I went down here to little county of Covington last night. It's on the outskirts of Atlanta. We had 700 Democrats in the courthouse. Never had a rally like that. And all the office holders, we had a real fine meeting. So I came back, we're feeling better.
I would get me an honor roll down there, and I just say now, we're going to have a roll of honor, and we want to see who fought for dear old Georgia when the time was there, we're going to make up a roll of honor on this thing. I told Bob Woodruff last night that he was up here in Mills Lane, and they are real strong for Sanders and ready to do anything and everything he wants done.
That's right. They're my friends annual. I'm having lunch with Herman Talmadge here in about 40 minutes.
Well, I'm surprised at Herman's statement this morning. The paper that Herman said that he was going to vote the ticket, but it wouldn't say he's for the national.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put the cap on him. I'm going to tell him I want him and Dick Russell. I want him to introduce you at one place and Russell the other when you come in here, and I want to make sure he's committed where I can announce it. That he gonna be there to introduce you.
Come. Well, I'd sure do it. I've gone to bat for him when he went on the finance committee. I went to bat for him. Nobody's business. And he knows damn well that I'd be a better president for him than Goldwater.
Well, here's another thing I wanted to ask you about, a matter that we get a lot of conversation about down here. You've got some regulations on your desk of some kind relating to these federally impacted school areas.
I don't know anything about it, never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
No.
Well,
maybe in my general counsel's office, I'll check it.
Well, let me tell you what the problem is, because it's a critical problem down here. For instance, counties that in these areas where they get federal funds for schools, some of them, there's been no application by anybody to go ahead and integrate the local school. And therefore, of course, they are not just going to go out here.
Oh, I know. The civil rights law says that there's got something in there about that you've got to, you can't give any money that unless they comply. That's right. And what I think they've done, it's over in the Department of Health, Education, Welfare. Celebrese is outfit, and Buffet Jones is the outfit. And my judgment is what they did there, they've been sidestepping the thing way left the election to make any decisions.
This is what I want to be sure of. Number one, that you weren't going to sign the regulations that made it mandatory before the election.
I hope not.
That was the first thing. And number two was that if they could go ahead with these, this money comes out in parcels. In the past, they've gone ahead and let them, paid them some of this money at this time of the year, and then, of course, they didn't pay them the rest until later in the year. If they could go ahead, Mr. President, if Tony Celebrezze would, go ahead and let those that are in the process of doing this thing and submit plans, and let them go ahead and get part of their money like they have in the past, since this thing was made effective on July, it sure as hell would help us down here, because a lot of them come in and say, well, we don't have any applications in our county for any type of integration, and we can't get our money, and we just don't know what in the hell's going on, and we all...
I'll look into it. My judgment is that he feels like that they've got to certify that they're complying with the law and they're integrated. I think that the law says that that's the way they construe it, that in other words, that the burden's on the school district.
Right. I suppose there hadn't been any integration, by anybody. They got to go out and forcibly integrate in order.
I guess they'd certify that they're ready and willing to integrate if anybody wants to come. Let me ask Walter to look into it and call you.
All right. That's the thing. That's real important. Another thing. I don't know whether you could or couldn't do it, and I don't want to ask you to do it. We've got a bunch of folks up here in Gainesville where you spoke that are getting together Friday morning sometime. course, what they wanted, and I told them I'd be glad to talk with you. I didn't know whether this was even possible, and probably wasn't. They wanted, if they met sometime that morning, they wanted to know if they set up a telephone line, whether it would be possible at all to get you to say howdy to them that morning while they were there. But if you started that, I guess you'd have to do it all over the nation.
I'll talk to Jack Valenti, and if he thinks he can, and depending on where we are,
you know where you'd be.
No, we'll be traveling somewhere. We'll wind up in New Orleans that night.
That's all. I'll tell them you're going to be on the road. You're not going to be in the White House,
right.
So there won't be any chance of doing that.
You haven't heard more than me, Pope, have you?
No, Ollie Quail is making ours, and...
When's it going to come out?
Well, I'm going to call him. I would think that he told me he might not be able to get all the written data, but he thought that he could get the figures and all and give it to me here in the next few days. Now, I saw a piece in the paper down here after you and I talked, which said Johnson favored over Goldwater, according to poll, CBS poll. And I didn't question it, because I've been giving out people hell and telling them this thing's close as Dick's hatband, and we've got to swing this thing 30, 40,000.
Well, it shows 52 to 48 against us.
Well, that's what I thought.
That's information I got. Now, I'll tell you one thing that you could really do that help us without tying into me. If you'd get Gene or Ralph McGill over there to ask the AP and the UP to give him full stories on Miller's having his law partner on his payroll working for this Feld company. And number one, he's got him on his payroll $13,000 to $14,000 a year, and Scripps Howard broke it today with a headline here. And it's all over the front page, and it's the answer to the Bobby Baker stuff. But we can't get it carried. Goldwater won't answer their questions.
Yeah.
And if they would ask the AP and the UP that they buy service from to give them full stories from both Goldwater, his comment, and Miller's comment on having his law partner on a Congress's payroll while he's working for this Felt company. And is it true that the president of the Felt company and his wife have been and are now traveling on Miller's plane? They're right in there with him, and they can catch him. And if they just get an inquiry to the AP and UP Bureau and say, we want 500 words or 1,000 words, or we want a full story on number one, if it is a fact, as Scripps Howard says, Miller's law partner's been on his congressional payroll, and we want full details. And we want full details if the president of this Felt, Lockport Felt Company, and his wife are traveling with him.
All right.
And what is Goldwater's comment on this kind of a thing?
All right. I'll talk.
You just tell them that, by God, they won't help us now. They always writing and publicizing Bobby Baker, and for a year they've been trying to find where he violates some law, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
And so we might as well find out. Okay.
I'll get in touch with him.
Good.
If you'll check on that school, baby.
I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Waiting.